Blog Talk Radio.
Forgiveness Ministry. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. This is my first show doing on 2016. God has really enlarged my territory. I'm on talk show. I'm also on the speaker, and also I also on TV here in Pittsburgh. The TV program I come on every Sunday on Pittsburgh Public Access Television. I see the message on forgiveness. It has to reach all over the world, okay? And so the ministry has to, it's going expanding, and I want to give everybody an opportunity. If you'd like for me to come out to your ministry, or you like to do 1-on-1, or you need prayer, or you just want to bless the ministry, or be a part of the ministry, you can always contact me at 412-206-9376, 412-206-9376. And I want to thank God for all my first-timers, those who's listening. Thank you. I thank God for you. I want to hear from you. You can always email me. It's all lowercase. My first and last name at yahoo.com is Roslyn. It's R O S for Sam, A for Apple, L Y N Jennings, J E N N I N G S at yahoo.com. Amen. I want to hear from you. Amen. Amen. Also, just want to thank God to be back on Blog Talk. This is where I started back in 2007. And so I thank God, you know, to come back where I started, be on the line and talk about forgiveness. Amen. Let's go into prayer. Father, I cover the broadcast in the name of Jesus. We pray against any hindrance. We pray against any sabotage or interference. We lose the fire. We lose your anointing on this show. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against the power of forgiveness ministry to prosper. No weapon formed against the vision to prosper. No weapon formed against the purpose, my assignment, my destiny. Oh, God, we lose the fire and your anointing on this line. You said your anointing destroy every yoke. We destroy every yoke. Set your people free. Deliver your people. Heal them, God, emotionally, spiritual, finance. We command the angels to go and battle. We cover this, the airway in the blood of Jesus. We cover the, over the air. air in the blood, over the land, under the land, under the sea, over the water, with the blood of Jesus. And we bind the strong man. We bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. We strong man catch fire. We destroy you. We bind you. We disarm you. We disgrace you. We disarm you in the name of Jesus. And we loose. We loose that this ministry will continue going forward. We loose deliverance. We loose healing. We loose breakthrough. We loose your anointing, Father. And as I decrease, you increase. Let the anointing destroy yokes. Be a part of this ministry. And today, we sealed it in the blood, God. And Father, we cover everybody in the sound of my voice with the blood of Jesus. We cover their homes in the blood. We cover their cars. We cover their family in the blood of Jesus. No weapon will form against them shall prosper. No weapon formed against their family shall prosper. No weapon formed against their life shall prosper. No weapon formed against their health shall prosper. No weapon formed against their destiny, their purpose, God. They shall not die but live and declare the work of the Lord. So I cancel and I rebuke any spirit of death. We uproot you. You shall not die. You live a long life. Psalms 91, verse 6. We rebuke every spirit. We command every spirit of infirmity. We command you come out. We speak divine health. We rebuke every strong man of poverty and lack. We bind you, catch fire, destroy you, disarm you, go back to your pit. We lose prosperity, lose healing. We lose prosperity, healing, deliverance, and that people will go for it in the name of Jesus. And we pray that healing, that we rebuke every spirit of depression, oppression, grief, sorrow. We rebuke you. We bind you, send it back to the pit of hell. We speak of love, unity, peace over your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope everybody have their pen and paper out. We do have the power of forgiveness exercise where you write down who you need to forgive, who you need to let go. And then we do the scripture, as you know, Ephesians chapter 4. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Amen. And everybody always come prepared with your pen and your Bible. And also come to sow a seed. Also come to expecting God to bring healing, deliverance, and miracle. Also come to be a part of the ministry. Amen. Amen. One thing people need to understand, when you serve, okay, when you connect to a ministry and you serve with your time and you serve with your finances, God will bless you. The Bible said, Luke 6:38, give, it should be given to you. Amen. So anytime you come and you serve and you sow, you put a command on the word and command the angels, your prosperity angels, your healing angels, to go, to work for beyond. We got to, not only the word works when you work it, your angels, God, come. We all have angels, the angel of the ministry of angels, we got to put them to work. Command your angels of protection. So I command my angel to protect me and my family. You know, I pray for a shield of protection around me, around my, say their name. You know, so I just want to say that, amen. And so you can command your angels to bring you finances, your protection, protect you, to bring healing to you, to bring deliverance. Work your angels. The angels work when you work your angels, okay? And so, I just have to say that. So we want to thank God. Amen. And so get a pen and paper because, number one, forgiving yourself. Number two, forgiving others. Number three, going back. If you have said and done things to somebody, you need to go back and repent and get things right. You have, don't put it off tomorrow. Tomorrow, a lot of us think we have all the time in the world to do things. No, sometimes we don't have a tomorrow. We need to do things right. We need to repent. We need to apologize. And the reason why a lot of us cannot walk in forgiveness and love because of the spirit of pride, number one. Number two, anger and the spirit of offense. You said, Lord, I uproot and destroy the spirit of pride out of my life. Uproot and destroy this. I repent and renounce pride. I repent and renounce anger and offense because they will send you straight to hell. That's why a lot of people is being hindered because they don't want to forgive. They got so much pride, anger, and that's what is blocking you. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, 31, 32, it says what? 31 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander be put away from you along with all balance, okay? The reason why a lot of us cannot have a healthy relationship with ourselves, in order for us to have a healthy relationship with our family, with our husband, with our wife, with our children, or our coworkers, or anybody in life, because we got to let go. We come with so much baggage. When you let go of the bitterness, let go of the wrath, let go of the anger, glamour, and stop speaking negativity about yourself. Stop speaking word curses about people. Repent right now. When you let all that go, then you receive that you can be kind. You learn to be kind. It says, the Bible says in verse 32, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God forsake. And see, a lot of us, number one, you have to learn to love yourself. Put your two hands on your face and say, I love me. Learn to love yourself. Learn to be a friend to yourself. Amen. Because when you learn to love yourself, learn to be your friend to yourself, then you will attract the right people. Okay? But you got to let go. You got to do what Ephesians chapter 4, 31 says, let go of the bitterness. You don't take it out. Whatever happened in your past, you get before God. You say, God, you know, heal me, deliver me, fill this void, you know, fast, break the stronghold off your life, the strong man, the stronghold, because you cannot take it out on innocent people what somebody else done to you. Amen. Growing up as a child, you wouldn't like your mother or your father, somebody beat you for something you didn't do. If that's the case, you need to ask God for forgiveness. If that's the situation, say, Lord, help me. I repent on unforgiveness. I was accused of something. Then you need to ask God to vindicate you. Amen. But you, at the end of the day, you got to let it go. And you cannot take out on innocent people, because everybody been through something. Everybody got a story. That's why there's a lot of TV programs, books and stuff, because everybody got a story to tell. Amen. Everybody got a story. You got a story, I got a story. I've been through hell and back. Amen. But I'm not going to stop walking in forgiveness and love, because in my time of sickness, in my time of grief, I lost my brother last year. You know, I experienced a lot of rejection, abandonment, and a betrayal, you know. Where was people when I needed help, you know? I'm the type of person, even though I need help, I help others, but, you know, support goes both ways. Somebody just got set free. Help goes both ways. You know, I want to be around people that know that. If I find that it's all about you, I get rid of you, because I want to be around people that know how to give. You got to know how to give. Giving goes both ways. You got to know how to receive, and you got to know how to give, amen, to have a healthy relationship. A lot of people do not know how to have a healthy relationship. All they know is how to receive, but they don't know how to give. And then we're going to deal with the rejection, because there are people, they've been rejected by people, by their family or their children, whoever. And then when God brings somebody in their life like myself, and they show you love, and they've been there for you, instead of you, asking God to deliver you, you turn around. Everything you complain about, you turn around and do it to the person, or you've done it to me. Somebody just got set free. Because I've noticed everybody who have dealt with the spirit of rejection, God said, now on, they got to fast, they got to repent, they got to renounce that spirit, they got to go through the healing deliverance, because they cannot take out on you what other people have done to them. And a lot of us need to repent. We take it out on innocent people, what somebody else, everything we're complaining about, what we didn't like, what somebody did to us, we turn around. That's wrong. We need to repent. If that's the case, you need to repent to God and go back and repent to people and apologize and get things right. Amen. Amen. And so while you write down who you need to forgive, who you need to forgive yourself, forgive others, go back and apologize to people. You know, a lot of us do not know how to be a friend. A friend pick up the phone and call you once a week. A friend is there for you in your time of situation. Amen. The Bible said, iron sharpens iron, be your brother. And so many scriptures talk about love and how we're supposed to love and treat each other, but are we practicing? Are we people of the word? Amen. Not your opinion. Amen. What does the word of God say about it? And so what I'm going to do, I want everybody to lift up the piece of paper now. We're going to pray And we're going to, after that, we're going to throw it away and we're going to go into the teaching. Amen. And so you look, lift up the pen, the paper, say, Father, I repent and renounce the spirit of unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness. Cleanse me, wash me. I repent of having unforgiveness towards people. I forgive and release myself. I'm going to pray right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the new covenant I have with God through the blood of Jesus, I break every curse I break every curse of rejection off your life. I break every curse of disappointment off your life. Misfortune, mistreatment, physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual abuse, abusive relationship, injustice, disfavor in Jesus' name. I release everyone and their family from the curse of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the covenant I have with God, through the blood of Jesus, I take authority in Jesus' name and break every curse off, rejection off the people. Come out. We uproot and destroy. We command every spirit of rejection, come out. Every spirit of disappointment, come out. Every spirit of misfortune, come out. Every spirit of mistreatment, come out. Physical abuse, come out. Emotional abuse, come out. Spiritual abuse, come out. Abusive relationship, come out. Injustice, come out. In disfavor in Jesus' name, I release everyone in their family from the curse of rejection, disfavor. I break every covenant everyone in their family have with the demon of rejection, disfavor in Jesus' name. I renounce. Say, I renounce. Say, you have to open your mouth. Say, I renounce and denounce. Say, I renounce and denounce the spirit of rejection and disfavor in Jesus' name. Say, I renounce and denounce the spirit of rejection and disfavor in Jesus' name. From today, you spirit of rejection, come out. We command you to come out. We destroy you. We command you to go back to the pit of hell. We command every spirit of disappointment to come out. We uproot you, destroy you, go back to the pit of hell and never return. We command every spirit of abuse, emotional abuse, physical abuse, come out. Come out every spirit of trauma that it keeps on your mind. We command that the mind be renewed. We loose the fire to destroy every spirit of trauma, hurt, disappointment. Come out. We send it back to the spirit of hell and never return. We loose peace, joy, prosperity. We speak the peace of mind. Peace, 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 peace. Favor, a love by God. And I bind and cast out of everyone in their family the strong man of rejecting the favor. I bind and cast out out of everyone's life in their family the strong man of rejecting the favor. Today, I decree and declare by faith, I will no more be rejected but accepted, no more hated but loved, no more denied but accepted, and no more disappointed but rather appointed to fulfill my destiny. So I will fulfill my destiny, and we command the angels to battle on your behalf, and we speak the power of the healing anointing to heal you. You are healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We command you, you're covered in the blood of Jesus, and you sanctify. We thank you for the healing power, and we seal it in the blood of Jesus. Now, take that piece of paper and throw it in the garbage. Amen. 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 Now, as you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Amen. And every day should be Valentine's Day. You know, you should not wait once a year to treat your husband right, your family right, or people right. Amen. Unfortunately, nobody should have to tell you. No one should have to tell you to show love. Love, okay. Now, I want to talk about God's love, because the topic today is, do you feel love? And let's be real, and I can speak from my own experience. No, I don't feel love, because love is an action, not lip service. Amen. Now, before we have to understand that God loves us. Okay, you got to know that the scripture that on God loves you and me. Okay, and so now we're going to go to the first scripture to know that God loves you and loves me, because you got to know that God loves you. Okay. God loves you, and you got to, and also you know you got to love yourself. Amen. You can't expect nobody to love you until you love yourself. Self love first. You got to love yourself first. Okay. A lot of us, we ask God to fill the void. We, you know, but we want love as well. It's not wrong wanting love, but you got to love yourself first. Now, John chapter 3, verse 16. This is how you know that God loves, you know, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, okay? Jesus, Father, a God that we serve, okay? It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his, what? One and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So God wanted you and I know that because he loves you, he loves me. That's why it's important that you accept salvation. You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because he said, John chapter 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His one and only Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life. That's salvation. So we know that God loves it, because who, as a mother, as a father, would you give your child? No, I don't think so. None. Okay? Now, what is love? A lot of us does not know how to receive love or don't know how to give love. And if you want love, you got to know how to receive it and you got to know how to give it. Okay? Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians. What does God say about love? We're not talking about opinion. I'm coming to you on the word of God. God wants his people to know how to love. God wants his people to know how to give love and know how to receive love. God is love. Remember that. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 8. We all need to study the scripture, because it's a love. We all need to do a love check. You know, check our hearts, check our love. Because a lot of us not walking in love. Okay? It says, number 4, love is patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. Okay? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It does not proud. It does not dishonor others. Another one. It says it does not dishonor others. You have to, husband, you have to honor your wife. Wife, honor your husband. Children, honor your parents. People, honor the prophets. I'm a prophet. Honor me. Honor your pastor. Pastors and prophets, all of us leadership, we have to honor people that God has given us to serve, you know, and to be a part of the ministry. So honor goes both ways. Honor and respect are two different things. You honor people. Amen. We all need to learn to honor. If you have not honored husband, you have not honored your wife, you need to repent. Vice versa. Everybody need to repent, because we're not, God wants us to honor. Amen. And it says, it does not dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. That's the one I thought about me. It's not easily angered. It keeps no records of wrong. And see, one thing, people, if somebody do something, you got to say, Father, bless them. I forgive them. You don't keep, if somebody do something, you know, if they apologize, or sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's like this, for example. I'm using an example. People want to be wrong and strong. They know, it's like they step on your foot. It's like you go and you step on somebody's foot, and you know you step on their foot. Instead of you say, you know, I'm sorry, or please forgive me, I didn't mean it. You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It's just an accident. You know, you're taking accountability. But a lot of times, and like, people are not going to take accountability when they hurt you or when they do you wrong because of pride, because of anger, because of offense, or because of their ignorant ways, whatever it is. So you got to learn to forgive them. You got to know that God will vindicate you and let it go, okay? And so it's saying that if somebody apologizes to you or not, you don't keep, you know, a lot of husband and wife, you know, a situation happened, and they say, okay, I forgive my husband, I forgive my wife, or I forgive my children, or I forgive whoever it is. You talk about it, you let it go. You don't keep throwing it up in their face. And a lot of us need to repent. We have a bad habit of throwing up the past. See, God is a God of forgiveness. God is a God of grace and mercy. When we make mistakes, we say, Lord, I repent. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I ask you for mercy. I ask for your grace. You got to repent. You got to forgive. God don't throw it in your face. So why we do the people? Okay? So love, remember, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. It says love never fails, but we which is what where the prophecy will keys that the tongue will be still in there. Not bad. Amen. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, 2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And see, we have to do that. Ephesians 4, verse 2. 1 Peter 4, 8, it says, above all, love each other. See, God is, he wanted his people to love each other. And so a lot of us need to study scriptures on love, study scriptures on forgiveness. It says, first, I'm giving you the word. Not what your opinion, not how you feel. What does the word of God say? Okay? Above all, love each other deeply because love covers all a multitude of sin. Amen. Now, there are people out there, I call them lip service, family members, lip service ministers, people where, okay, you cannot say you love someone or care for someone if you're not there for them emotionally, spiritually, or financially. Meaning that if you know someone is sick, someone is grieving, somebody's going through a bad time in life. If you are family, you're a friend, whoever you are to them, number one, you pick up the phone and you call them once a week, okay? Number two, you go see them. Number three, send them a free e-card. Number four, you live in a Dollar Tree store. You live in Walmart, okay? You can't send them a thinking of you encouragement or a sympathy card. Come on, how many of you, we hear people are sick, people lost a loved one, and we never cared enough to go to the Dollar, we live in a Dollar Tree store, we live in Walmart, but we never cared enough to send them a card or a free e-card or call them. That's not love. You cannot say you love somebody, but in a time of sickness, in a time of grief, you're not there for them. Love is action, not lip service. Who are you lying to? That's a spirit of deception. And that's not a friend. A friend is there for you in the good, the bad. This day and time, people do not know how to be a friend. They're only around you when they want something. That's not a friend. And they get upset. Oh, when I need help, nobody. But who are you there for people? Support goes both ways. Giving goes both ways. You got to be there. It goes both ways. You know, you just can't just take. A lot of leaders, a lot of people do not know how to have a relationship with people. They uproot the spirit of selfishness, pride. And a lot of things I see in the church, which is with my spirit, and studying people stepping up and helping the person, the leaders or the person, they've gone through grief or sick or going through something, they quote scriptures. That's not of God. Tell people, God is your help. Oh, sorry, that's, God is everybody help. Helping them, you pick up the phone, you go see them, you send them a card, you send them a fruit basket, you take them out. When the last time, it's unbelievable how people call them some family and friends, but you're going through grief, you're going through sickness, they don't take you out. They don't send you a card, they don't do anything. Love is action, people. Amen. In Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. A brother is born for a time of adversary. It says hatred stirred up conflict, but love covered all. You got to know how to love. Love is given. Ephesians 5:33, so however, each one of you must love your wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. We got to learn how to love people. What is God saying about love? It has nothing to do with your opinion. I'm tired of people making excuses. Step up and do what the Bible tells us to do. Okay? You know, the Galatians 6:10, what it says? When you get opportunity to do good, what? It tells us how we're supposed to treat each other. But we rather quote scriptures, we'd rather make excuses than step up and be there for individuals, for each other. Galatians 6:10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the house of faith. So if you know your brother and sister is dealing with grief, dealing with sickness, dealing with something, you and I are supposed to step up and be, we're supposed to be there for each other. And if somebody was there, you you be supportive. God works through people. I've never in my life met people, call themselves God's people, don't know how to be there for individuals and justify it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 says, look not, see, you have to be concerned. It cannot be all about you. Father, I ask you to bind the strong man of error, to break the strong man of religion off the people, break uproot the spirit of selfishness, pride, stubbornness, deal with their heart, deal with their mind. Teach everyone how to have compassion, love, and how to be there. The Bible says, be your brother and sister keeper. That's not just quoting scripture. It's being there. Taking them out. Go see them. Do something. Not just quote scriptures. We become lip service saints. All we want to do, we want to brush everything on God. We're lazy. We're selfish. God's going to hold you accountable. Philippians chapter 2, 4 says, let not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. You got to be mindful of other people. You have to be mindful. And we're going to pray for families. In the name of Jesus, by the new covenant I have with God through Jesus Christ, I take authority and break every curse of conflict, gossip, misunderstanding, envy, jealousy, sibling, rivalry, hatred, division in the family. I command the curse of family division to be broken, destroyed in Jesus' name. I bind and cast out every demon and witchcraft activity causing the chaos and division in the family in Jesus' name. I loose peace. I loose peace. I loose joy, understanding, harmony, agreement with love into family. Family got to know how to treat each other. If you can't call yourself family in a time of grief, in a time of situation, you don't call your loved one, you don't come see them, you don't do nothing nice for them, that's not love. So we need to repent. So we lie just to hear ourselves talk, but the love of Christ is not in us, people. What does the word say how to treat somebody? You're not helping somebody. In the middle of their grief or their situation, talk about Job. They got their own Job situation. They talk about Job. Take them out to dinner, to all you can eat, or take them out to a McDonald's. Take them out, get them out the house. Take them to a movie. Do something. I never met people. They see you go. They don't do nothing. They step up to help. They talk up. Nobody. Just, we're not here just to preach. We're here to be a part and do things. God works through people. Just quoting scriptures and just being selfish and lazy, time out. The Bible said, be doers of the word. This grieved my spirit. How people call some people God, but we don't step up. We see something's not right, but we don't step up and change. Stop preaching to the preacher. Stop preaching to people. People need to see the demonstration of God in your life. People know the Bible. Let the Bible show love. Show them. When my cousin was relocated this month, before he relocated, he needed help. I didn't just quote scriptures and say, oh, how many of us just quote scriptures? Oh, I didn't say, cousin, God is your help. He was supporting. No, he needed a job. He sent me his resume. I posted his resume on Indeed, and I sent it out. He followed up. That's the least he could have done. He followed up, and then he moved there. He, you know, thank God answered prayer within, what, a week or two? He got a job. I didn't quote scriptures. I didn't say to him, don't be weary, well-doing, or have faith. No, I submit his resume to employers. A lot of us are lip service. We need to repent for being prideful, repent for being selfish, and repent. We need to step up and break the spirit of bitterness. You may say, well, Rosalind, when I was going, well, if you have gone through that, that's more the reason why you should treat somebody better. You need healing, you need deliverance. Contact me. A lot of people in the church are bitter. They're hurt because when they was going through something, nobody was there for them. Okay, I understand. I was treated the same way. But you got to get healed, and you got to break the cycle. Contact me, 412-206-9376. 412-206-9376. You need deliverance. You need healing. Because what did the Bible say about love is something you show. You cannot say you care for somebody, you love them, and you quote with scriptures. That's not love. Go see them. Take them out. Give them send them a, that's love. You show them. Give them a hug. Sister, when the last time you say to my, I'm going to be there for you. I'm here for you. That I've never saw people that don't know how to treat people. And they say to the Bible, and then they want to justify. No, you're wrong. What does the Bible say? My own problem. That's selfishness. And you know, when I went through something, nobody, that's more the reason why you need to repent, get healing, and break the cycle. Enough is enough. God's holding all of us accountable. I want to give everybody a chance to accept Jesus Christ and rededicate their life. Say, Jesus, I repent for my sins. Come into my heart. Cleanse me. Wash me in the blood. Deliver me. Set me free, Jesus. You are my deliverer. You my healer. You my provider. Jesus, I need you. And so if you accept that, if you open your mouth and you confess and say, Jesus, I repent for my sins. I want to accept you as my Lord. Come into my heart. Please contact the Power of Forgiveness Ministry. We want to touch and agree with you. We want to pray with you. We want to be with you. Amen. Iron sharpens iron. Be your brother, sister, keeper. It's someone that show concern, that's there in the physical, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Okay? You got to do something, then quote scriptures and sound deep. Contact the ministry at 412-206-9376. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please get the word out. If you want to sow, contact the ministry at 412-206-9376. 412-206-9376. God bless you and take care. And we thank God for each and one of you. And have a good afternoon. Hallelujah, Father. We're just thanking you.